What is peace brain? Peace brain is the synergistic connection between our mental and emotional bodies, blending the electrical power of the mind with the magnetic force of the heart. Listen and explore how to create unity worldwide as we blend science and metaphysics, open our hearts and minds to the possibilities of peace on Earth, and create the life we are each destined for. Featured guests range from angel communicators to zoologists and everything in between. Now here is your host, Dr. Gail Lash.
Welcome, everyone, to the Peace Brain Show. This is your host, Dr. Gail Lash, and we're really happy to have you here today. Today is Tuesday, November 8th, and in the United States, that's Election Day. It's a very interesting day today. Everyone is poised for that and voting. And to talk about life and all of the wonderful sort of ups and downs and highs and lows and the way that we can navigate our way through life is my guest, Chris Barnett, and we'll bring him on in just a moment. But first, as I always do with the Peace Brain Show, is I open with a quote. And today I chose a quote from Ralph Waldo Emerson. And this one I really love because it points out a way to look at life. And what he says is, "Never lose an opportunity of seeing anything that is beautiful. Welcome it in every face, in every skip, in every flower." And I love this quote because it really points out that beauty is a way of life. Beauty is a way of looking at life and really seeing life in every face, in every skip, in every flower. And so it's a new mindset. And I like that. That's the peace brain way of looking at life, is seeing beauty. And it reminds me of this Native American prayer, actually, that is called "I Walk in Beauty." And it goes, "In beauty I walk, with beauty before me I walk, with beauty behind me I walk, with beauty above me I walk, with beauty below me I walk, with beauty all around me I walk in beauty." And that just sets that tone of, I'm surrounded by beauty, and whatever as I move through life, I can choose to look at something as beautiful. So today on the Peace Brain Show, Chris and I are going to talk about beauty and talking about walking through life and how we can choose to do that. And it's an interesting way that Chris and I met. I was looking for a Mazda new car. A Mazda, and we had a Mazda in the shop, and I thought, you know, it's time for a new car. So I was looking online and looking at the dealerships here in Atlanta, Georgia, and discovered this wonderful Mazda 3 hatchback that was online, and it was at this dealership, Jim Ellis Mazda, and so I went to check it out, and Chris was the car salesman, the wonderful salesman that met me and showed me the car and let me test drive it, and I absolutely fell in love with the car. And so we came back the next couple days later with my husband and decided to test drive it again and then, you know, make a deal. So I went home with a new car. It was wonderful. And Chris is just such a delight. We had some wonderful conversations during this transactions, and so invited him to be on the Peace Brain Show. So I am introducing Chris Barnett. I'm really happy to have you on the Peace Brain Show, Chris. Thanks for being here.
No. Pleasure's all mine. Thank you for having me.
So we thought we would talk today, and again, very appropriately for today when change is happening, anytime there's a presidential change in the United States, that's a big deal. But talk about change a little bit and the ups and downs of life and highs and lows and how we keep pushing forward. What's your philosophy on that?
Being that, you know, we've all, no matter how old you are or young you are, you're going to go through life's trials and tribulations. And it's always a good thing to just stay focused and keep moving forward and keep your eyes, you know, looking forward. Because, you know, even though you're going through hard and rough times at the present moment or the present time, it always gets better. Whether you believe it or not, you know, it always gets better. And it's a good thing just to have God on your side and just know that he will never give you too much or give you too many trials and tribulations at once that he knows that you can't conquer. So I always like to just keep that in mind throughout life.
Mm-hmm. I love that you said it will always get better. That's a beautiful mindset to remember, because sometimes in the middle of those trials and tribulations, we think, oh my gosh, are we, you know, am I ever going to get out of this?
And, exactly.
But you're right, we do. So, do you have any examples to share? Excuse me.
I just as far as you know, right now, you know, work. You know, getting up every morning, going to work, and saying to yourself that, you know, is this where I, you know, want to be, or is this where God really wants me to be? Because, you know, sometimes in life, we choose roads that God really doesn't have intended for us to go down. So you find yourself wondering and thinking, is this where I, you know, is this where God really
mm-hmm.
wants me to be,
mm-hmm.
or is this where I ended up because I, you know, chose to go down this path? So even,
mm-hmm.
even though God already has everything ordained and lined and mapped out, you know, sometimes we go on the wrong route. He has to reroute us to where he really wants us to be.
That's true.
You know?
You know, many times we take a turn and we think, oops, that's a wrong turn.
Yeah.
And we need to correct the path. And yet there's always something to learn, even in those wrong turns.
Exactly. I like to always think there's a lesson to be learned behind every situation, every trial, every bad circumstance or bad incident. That's always something to be learned. And, you know, my mom always tells me, if you don't learn that lesson, or if you don't take heed of what God's trying to inform you of, I mean, you haven't passed that course. So, I mean, what happens when you don't pass a course? You have to retake it.
That's true. Just like
you
school.
Know, just like
yep.
school. You have to retake
mm-hmm.
that course over again until you pass with the A, or
yes.
at least, you know, a B, you know, you just can't fail it.
And so many times I know in my life and people that I've, you know, around me, I've seen when I don't learn a lesson, you're right, I'll get the same trial, the same test over and over again until I go, oops, you know, I've done this before. Let's choose
exactly.
a new response. Let's
mm-hmm.
go forward in a different way. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you find that you find yourself becoming stronger and wiser when you pass that course. Because then again, you know what happens when you pass a course, God promotes you and moves you on to a whole different course.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, a new obstacle or a new situation that he knows that you you know, you're ready to pass. It's just you, yourself. It's the what's really holding you back.
Well, clearly God has put you in the business of working with people and being a people, you know, where you work directly with pleasing people. And I love that about you, Chris. And you shared with me a little bit about your previous job at the aquarium, and here as the salesman for these beautiful cars, that you have that direct access to people. So what is it about working with people that you really enjoy or you think is part of your purpose here?
You know, and that's a great question. That's something that I've asked myself over and over again, and I've came to the conclusion that I love, and I can't stress how much I love talking and meeting new people. It's not just a job for me. It's more of connecting with someone's mind and someone's soul and feeling them as a person. That's what I love. That's what keeps me going. That's what makes my heart feel warm when I'm able to connect with someone, not only on terms of trying to sell them a car or, you know, talk to them about, you know, fish at the aquarium. It's more as to life and situations and experiences and figuring out who they are as a person. You know, I like to say I speak from the heart rather than speaking from my mind, because when you speak from your heart, you're going to connect with someone more deeply and more intensely than just speaking from the mind.
Yeah. Absolutely. And that's actually what Peace Brain is all about. It's about bringing that mind and heart connection together and bringing that peaceful conversation out into the world, because you are speaking from the heart, you know, the mind and the heart together. Fantastic. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
So in creating a more peaceful world, how is it that if we can learn to speak to each other through the heart, really in that honoring, respectful way, sort of what's the next steps for society, or how can we are, you know, just family, community, how can we start to make that really happen? Obviously, individually, I mean, you were doing it. That's why I was attracted to invite you on the show, because I had such a great experience with you at the Monster dealership, and I felt that heart connection. So obviously, you're making a difference that way. What do you think we need to take as far as a step toward either teaching children in school or bringing, I don't know. What are your thoughts?
I think, and that's a very good question. And I just think I give all praise and honor to my mom, because she's really, I've learned how to connect and speak with people from watching her. I mean, I can remember back when I was a child, we would, you know, homeless people, we would pass by, and normally, you know, the common, you know, thing that people does is pass by, or you hand them a dollar. But my mom would take an extra step. She would pull over and actually let them get in the car, you know, and take them to get something to eat and talk to them, you know. And that's what really molded me to the young man I am now. It's just so much more to life than handing someone a dollar. You know, it's more spending time with people, getting to know people, and showing people that you really, really genuinely care, and not expecting anything back in return. It's more being the person or the man or the young lady that God really intended you to be, or God wants you to be. She's just an amazing person. We go and feed the homeless, or I remember instances when some of her friends couldn't provide for their kids for Christmas. My mom would actually bought their whole Christmas, you know, and mm-hmm. normally, you know, you would think that, well, you know, I would be jealous, or I would be, you know, why are you doing that? But no, I knew why she was doing it. That's what God put on her heart to do, you know. And, you know, and who am I to tell her that, you know, you shouldn't do this or you shouldn't do that because, you know, I'm her son. But no, God gives you a mission, or he puts in your heart or your mind something he really wants you to do. And it's up to you to do it. And I think I've learned so much from her, just watching her as a woman and over the years and all the great deeds she's done. And it's molded me into who I am today, you know, loving people and caring about people, well-being, and always want the best for people. And and I think I'm doing pretty good on that. I mean, I'm trying to be more of a young man that my mother would want me to be, and, you know, and I'm trying to follow her footsteps, and yeah.
Wow, she sounds like an amazing woman and a beautiful model for you and for all those she touches. That's really beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. She's amazing.
She's embodying that beauty that we're talking about, seeing the beauty in everyone, including the homeless and everyone she meets. Mm-hmm. And that's really special. That's a special way to look at the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
for... Go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. She's my role model. She's everything that I want to be as a human being or as a dad, you know, because my mom raised, you know, me and my brothers as she's our mom and dad, because she mm-hmm. was the only thing that we had to look up to. So she's showing me a lot. She's showing me a lot. She's still showing me many things, and I'm in my 30s, and she's still, it's like we're in class, and she's a teacher, and I'm a student, and I'm learning and trying to be more like her, or be more of what God wants me to be through her. I like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it sounds like, as you just said, you can be that mentor for your own children or for other children coming up, that just passing that on, that wisdom, that beauty, onto others.
Mm. And I really think that's all that we're lacking. We're lacking someone that really loves. I mean, not love and expect something in return. I mean, someone that really loves us genuinely and to show us really what love is all about, you know? And I'm fortunate enough to be able to say that I've experienced that love through my mom, and I'm still experiencing that. So I think that if we all have that one person in our lives that can really show us what love is, we would all be better people, you know?
Amen to that. That's exactly it. And I'm thinking of, there's some programs that I'm just getting ready to embark on. A friend of mine and I are going to be hosting a program that's a spiritual empowerment program for junior youth, for youth that are 11 to 14 or 15. And it's a training for adults of how to empower these young people to be that their spiritual, their divine self, let's put it that way, to be in connection with their beauty. And it's so important to have that mentor to the youth to move forward and to give them empowerment to be who they are, you know, who they're meant to be. Because we're all different. We all have a role to play on this planet, and talents and gifts, and bringing that out is really important.
Mm. Yeah, I like that. That's very, very important to them.
Have you worked with youth before, or are you just soaking it up from your mom, which is absolutely what is fantastic? But I'm wondering, do you have, like, nieces and nephews or friends with kids that maybe you work with, or at church, or?
I have younger brothers.
You'd be great, Chris, I think.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Well, no, I have younger brothers, and that's where I spend all of my time. I'm not working, or if I'm not at home, I'm at my mom's house, and we're either watching movies or she's cooking us dinner. My brothers, they're my world. They really, really, really are. And spending time with them, and that's what really makes me happy, you know. I don't have to go out to, you know, have drinks or go to a bar or hang out with friends. I can hang out with my brothers, and I can have the time of my life. And brother, we're just hanging out, just laughing, just bonding and getting to know each other truly, you know, and that's what really makes me happy. But other than that, I used to be a camp counselor you know, for Broward Recreational Center. And, you know, just hanging out with kids and you know, trying to show them fun, you know, activities and sports and just talking and getting to know them that way was really, really special to me, too.
I knew it. It felt like you had worked with kids before, and you had that touch of just genuineness that really, you know, authenticity that really is so important with young people in particular these days. So good job.
Oh, thank you. And I just, that's what I loved. Well, young or mid-age or, you know, elderly or, you know, I love any gap or any genre, you know, being able to talk with someone and feel them as a person or as a human being, you know, and sometimes it'll bring you to tears,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's when the connection really starts, when you're having a conversation with someone and they tear up and then you tear up and then you both tear up. And that's just a soul connecting moment.
Mm-hmm. That's that heart connection. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's where that emotion comes from.
Exactly.
And it's the stories. You know, what I'm hearing you say is we all have stories to share and life experiences, in other words, that it's so important to hear each other, to really give honor and time to hear each other's stories.
Exactly.
Yeah. So going forward, what's kind of your pathway that you're choosing for yourself in life? That pathway of peace.
Excuse me. At this point, I can't say that I'm fully equipped and I'm fully there. Is where I know that God intends for me to be. You know, I think life is a journey. It's a course. It's a path. And for me, right now at 30, I'm soon to be 31 in December. I'm just choosing happiness, and I'm choosing my family, and I'm choosing God. And through those key components of me and my life, I know that God is going to steer me the right direction, steer me away from harm or steer me away from doing the wrong thing. And I can't say I'm perfect. I mean, no one's perfect. God was the only being that was created perfect. So, I can't say that I haven't been rerouted. I think we've all been, you know, rerouted to a new location and a destination. And I'm just choosing to be me, choosing to be happy, choosing to wake up and look in the mirror and love what I see and not try to be anything else but me. Rather, you know.
Wow. No, I love it. I love it. I'm sitting here laughing because that is so simple and yet sometimes so hard for many people mm-hmm. to get into, is to just literally go with the flow of life, know that where we each are at this moment is the right place, and to just love the moment and love ourselves, you know, love me, love you, that it, where we each are. And that is so important to realize that in this world today, we have so much stress, particularly with jobs and people, you know, traffic and mortgages and, you know, all the bills, et cetera. And just the day-to-day life can be overwhelming many times for many people. And just knowing that wherever we each are, that there's, mm-hmm. As we talked about, lessons to learn, and that God's put us in that particular spot to do some good. We never know who we're supposed to touch in that in that job, and what that touch would really mean to the other person. in sharing stories or just in interaction, and that really does make a difference. And so being open to obviously new doors opening and new pathways of what's next, that at each age, no matter whether, you know, you're 30 like yourself or in your 50s or 60s or 80s, it doesn't matter. We're always learning and growing, and you know, it's a journey. Life's a journey, not necessarily a destination.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so true. So true.
So I really love what you just said, because it just means being present, being in the present moment, and working best in our present moments.
Exactly. And it's hard to look at someone else's situation and wish and hope and dream that, you know, your life was their life. I mean, everything that looks good on the outside is not always good on the inside. Like, you never know what that person that has it all is going through or has been through to get there.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes me just staying content with where I'm at and know that I'm headed in the same direction. You know, they may have got there a little bit, you know, sooner than I've arrived or sooner than I got there, but I know that I'm on the way. I'm getting there. I'm a, you know, a couple of red lights behind, you know, and I'll be there too. It's just loving where you are at the moment and thanking God for where you are at the moment. And just know that my mom always said, if you didn't have to work hard for what you really want, or if you didn't have to sacrifice, or if you didn't have to stay up sleepless nights and cry and talk to God about your wants and needs, if he just gave it to you, then, you know, you wouldn't appreciate it. You really wouldn't know what it felt like to really go above and beyond to have it. Or you really wouldn't even know what to do with when you really received it, you know, because you really didn't struggle or work hard for it to really appreciate it, you know?
Mm-hmm. The gratefulness, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So being in gratitude and being appreciative of everything we each have is really important, whatever we have at the moment. Mm-hmm.
If you can't appreciate what you have at the moment, right here, right now, this moment, this second in time, then how are you going to really appreciate what God has in store to give you?
Exactly.
You know? And it's easier said than done, because, you know, we as people, as humans, we tend to stress. We tend to want more.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, just know that you've been given exactly what you need for this moment, this second.
Such words of wisdom, Chris. Yes. I love it. There's no accidents here that you're speaking this way. It's so important to hear this, that, you know, love and appreciate what we each have right this moment, what God's given us, is so important, because how can we receive more if we're not, you know, if we're always thinking we haven't achieved what we need to achieve. Yes, we have, right this moment. And doesn't mean not to set goals and do more things. It's or accomplish more projects or more, you know, goals. It's a matter of, wow, just to step back and say, I'm grateful for where I am and what I have is very important.
Yeah. I like that.
So being in the present moment at all times, and keep an eye open for the doors that will open. There's, you know, it makes me think of, we talk about voluntary simplicity or moderation. There's been lots of books written about our economy and how we're supposedly growing, and, you know, growth is the goal and it has to get bigger and better. But in many regards, there's a movement that started, oh, probably I would say 25, 30 years ago, with a book called Simple is Beautiful, or Yes, I can't remember the title exactly. Small is Beautiful. Small is Beautiful, that's what it is. And it really started a movement for voluntary simplicity, or really the virtue of moderation, if you will. And you talked about that a few minutes ago, about, you know, what we have can be enough, that just sitting there and enjoying your brothers and being in that present moment with them and really getting to know them is enough. And it's so, I guess I want to pose to you and anyone listening of, you know, what's enough? What, how can we live in moderation and really know that we have enough, and we don't need to always strive for that bigger is better mentality? And particularly with this, with the holiday seasons coming up, and it's a new mindset or a different mindset. What do you think about that?
Yeah, especially with you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas coming up, especially Christmas, because, you know, everyone thinks that you're supposed to give and receive on that day rather than just taking in the fact that you've lived and you've made it to see that day. You and your family have made it to rejoice and come together and smile and laugh and communicate. That's what the holidays to me is really about. You know, I don't have to get in anything, and I haven't always been that way. You know, it comes with age, it comes with growth, and comes with a different mind frame of where I am now. But I just like to sit back and just sit around and watch and observe and just take in and be grateful and thankful and exhale. Because moments like that, you really can't put a price or a number or a check amount on moments like that. That's just, you know,
yes.
Love moments.
Yes, I like that, love moment. Yeah, that's really good. So I guess I would pose to everyone listening of, you know, what are the love moments that you've had that really are memorable? And we each, you know, we each can think of those, and they may just be little things or seem to be little. I'm thinking right now that my neighbor across the street, the wife is alive, but the husband had passed away a few years ago, and he was a priest. And he used to invite everybody over for Thanksgiving dinner to his house. And so, you know, so we would go, my husband and I would go across the street to their Thanksgiving dinner, and there would be someone, this gentleman who ran the gas station down the street would be at the Thanksgiving dinner, you know, and just all kinds of people would show up, and as well as his family, of course. And so it was just amazing that, of who was there, and really being able to get to know each other on Thanksgiving. And after he passed away for a few years, his family, you know, had private times. And now this Thanksgiving coming up, our neighbor said to us, you know, you want to come back over for Thanksgiving? We're doing it again, you know. So it's revitalized. It's going to be really great to have that community, if you will, at Thanksgiving.
Exactly.
Yeah. Those are definitely love moments.
And that's a good thing, too. Yeah, because I know he would love for that tradition to keep going on, because that tradition is what, you know, brought everyone together. It's what he, you know, that was his time to just, you know, exhale. And
exactly.
You know? Yeah, I like that.
Nice.
I really do.
So how old are your brothers?
My older brother, I have one older brother who is 32, and I'm 30. I'll be 31 December 9th, and I have a 21-year-old. His birthday is January 4th. He'll be 22, and I have a 17-year-old. His birthday is January 10th, and he will be 18. He's a senior in high school. His name is Joshua Dix, and Brandon Dix, and my older brother is Charles Burnett. And have one more brother too. His name was Quintavious. He passed away when he was born. So I always like to, you know, include him in the
exactly.
the naming of my brothers, because he is my brother. You know, that's someone that I have to meet and hang out with once I leave from this life. So I'm looking forward to that too, and I know he's looking forward to it. So that's some fun times to you know ahead.
Oh, that's beautiful, and you're right. You are a mentor to your brothers. I can see that being an older brother, you know, really is important, and giving them time and letting them see who they are, the beauty in who they are, is really important. Yeah. There's a, you know, it's interesting you mentioned your brother who passed, because a friend just sent me a Kickstarter thing for a lady who is writing a book about her son Alex, who passed who died at birth, and how she learned so much from him. And she went on later to have three other sons that are now 11 and years and old, maybe younger. So it's been 11 years since Alex passed. But she's writing a book about the grace of God that she was given from that experience, that she just felt. She felt the angels. She felt that it really, it was, of course, a sad time, but it was also a time to realize that she wasn't alone, and that she was always being supported. And she always includes him. You know, Alex is always there. I mean, it's he's watching over the family. Yeah.
Exactly. And I like that. That's a good mind frame and way to look at it. You know, I always tell myself that God took one brother from me and he gave me two, you know, so who am I to sit and question and complain, you know, of his plan, you know, because he gave me two more. He took one and he gave me two more. And they are amazing young men. And, you know, so I really can't complain. I'm grateful. I really am.
That's beautiful. So what would you say to people at this time of Thanksgiving coming up this month to how to view their families and that time together? You talked a little bit about it, but could you go into sort of more of what you might suggest that people do during Thanksgiving or look at ways?
I won't say, I mean, and that's a good question and the perfect timing for the holidays. I mean, no family's perfect. You know, every family is going to have their own issues, their own problems, their own obstacles that they have to overcome or have to jump over, or hurdles in their life that they have to jump over. So holidays are coming up, and the way life's going now in 2016, right now, this moment in time, just take time out, guys, and appreciate life and appreciate love and appreciate your family. Because, I mean, you never know. I mean, this may be the last time that you guys are all gathered together, eating together, rejoicing together, coming together. This may be it. Or this just may be your last time. You never know what road God has for us. So I would say just... let bygones be bygones, even though that your brother, your sister, your mom, your aunt, your cousin, your niece, your nephew may have wronged you or hurt you in the past or done some things or said some things that you really didn't approve of, come together and just enjoy each other and laugh with each other and know that, you know, that's what God would have done. He would have, you know, not stop talking or discontinue love or relation with family or anyone, you know. So just have fun, guys, and enjoy your family and see the bigger picture, that love is what's going to keep us going. It's going to conquer us all. So just love each other and enjoy each other and eat good food and talk and eat some more good food. And yeah.
Awesome. That's awesome. And of course, as you were talking, that makes me think about, it's not only about families, but it's also about our workplace, our community,
exactly.
Our schools.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every place that we are, it's really about looking at the world as family and looking at it as mm-hmm. as you were suggesting, of in love. Really seeing, as we started with the quote, you know, seeing the beauty in everything, in every face, and every flower, and it's about that mindset, putting that mindset into everywhere we go. Mm-hmm. There's
a
wonderful. You make me think of the song that the Carter Center actually adopted, the Jimmy Carter Center here in Atlanta. It's a young man called Breeze the Voice.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote a song called "Love Is the Answer." And it's a beautiful song, and the Carter Center, their latest programs, and President Carter had said that this was his sort of final, how can I put it, focus for the Carter Center, is to work with women and girls' rights and stopping abuse and violence against women and girls and really giving them their rights that they deserve around the world. And so he's held several forums to that effect with people from all over the world talking about these issues. And they adopted the song, "Love is the Answer," as the, if you will, the theme song for this topic, for these issues going forward. So it's just beautiful. It does point out that, yes, love really is the answer to all of our issues that we're dealing with on the planet.
I like that, and that's true. That's just, you know, love can help you overcome a lot of things in life. Just loving someone, or knowing someone loves you, or loving God. You know, that can really help you get over some major tough times in life. You know.
And it sounds like you're speaking from experience. As we each are, of course. Yeah. So tell me a little bit about, if you're going to envision a peaceful world, Chris, a world where love really is the answer, paint me a picture. What could that really look like?
It reminds me of... I remember my mom, she had this dream once, and her mom, who's passed away when she was 18, I'm sorry, 19, had came back in a dream, and she said in her dream, her and her mom was walking on this long, long road, and the road was rocks. They were walking on rocks. And she said the air smelled so clean and fresh, and the birds all around was just chirping and singing and rejoice. And she said she kept asking her mom, you know, where are we going? Where are we going? And she said her mom just kept telling her, don't worry about it, baby. You're going to love it once we get there. You're going to love it once we get there. And she said they kept walking and walking and walking, which seemed for hours almost. And she said in the distance, far, far, far away, she can see these tall, beautiful, long white gates, you know. And she said before she can reach the gates, she let go of her mom's hand and she woke up. So it makes me believe that, you know, heaven is love, and it's beautiful air, and it's bird chirping and singing songs of rejoice, and walking on a gravel road, and you're not even feeling the rocks. It's just peace and love, and just a beautiful place.
Absolutely. And even though it sounds like from the dream she was seeing heaven in the distance. It really is about bringing heaven to earth, bringing it here to this moment, mm-hmm. and being here now in heaven.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. what better way to think of, you know, having two heavens and rather than one? You know, you're living in heaven as when you're living in, and you know, when you pass away, you're going to heaven as well. You know, I wish that mm-hmm. I wish that we could have two heavens instead of one. You know, that would be
that's a great way to describe peace on earth. Absolutely. It's a second heaven. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I love it. Oh, thank you for sharing that dream. That's very beautiful. Very special.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Mm.
Thank you.
Your mom sounds like an amazing woman and has had some beautiful experiences herself.
Yeah. No, she's a sweetheart. She really is. You know, she's my angel on earth, I like to say.
Yeah. And I hear she makes really great chili and cornbread. What was
she
it
does.
You just made?
And everything, chili and cornbread. My mom is just. I always told myself that if I ever get a hold of some money, I was going to buy her own restaurant because she is just an amazing cook. you know, anywhere we gathering we have, you know, she just goes over and beyond. And she's just an amazing person. She really is. And with the holidays approaching, I'm grateful, thankful, and honored that God has given me, you know, another day, you know, with her, another holiday with her. I'm speaking, you know, ahead of time, but just now, this moment, this in time, this second, you know, he's given me with her. You know, a lot of people can't say that they have that. A lot of people don't have their parents, you know, so I'm grateful that she's here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you for that. That's true. We have to be realizing we have to, you know, being thankful for everyone that's around us and our family and our community that we love and appreciate and realize that don't take it for granted. You know, don't take today for granted. Absolutely.
So true.
Yep.
So true.
Wow. Well, we're getting towards the end of the show, Chris. Is there any sort of last words of wisdom you want to say for our listeners?
Last words. Just love each other, guys. No matter gender, no matter race, no matter beliefs. No matter background, just take time out and really, honestly, truly get to know someone without putting any of those aspects into play. Just get to know the person on the inside. Get to know them as far as what makes them who they are, what makes their heart beat, what makes their heart warm. And, get to know someone, guys.
Mm. Beautiful. That's beautiful, Chris. Thank you. I have so enjoyed our conversation today. It has been a delight. I know we just let it go where it went, and we just let it ramble where it needed to go. And I'm so happy we came to love. You know, love being the crux. And so going forth, I hope that all of us remember that, particularly on today, such a special day in the United States, and, of course, then going forward in each of our lives. So thank you for being on the Peace Brain Show.
No. Thank you for having me. I enjoyed myself. Just releasing what was beautiful, you know?
Mm. Ah, well, you're very welcome. And just, like I said, it's been delightful. So now I think we're going to go into the Peace Brain meditation. I feel like the whole show's almost been a meditation. really, it's been amazing. And I know that, Chris, more people can find out about you when we archive the show with your Facebook page so people can connect with you, Chris Barnett. And
yes, ma'am.
You are you're an amazing car salesman at Mazda, at Jim Ellis Mazda in Atlanta. I so appreciate your kindness and your professionalism, and just it was really a beautiful experience that I had with you, and I'm sure everyone else does.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
So now I just invite everyone to sit back, take a breath, and as we do usually on the show, is I suggest you give yourself a grounding cord, which is this energetic connection between your body and the center of the planet Earth. I like to envision a beam of light coming out of my tailbone, my last vertebrae, and going all the way down to the center of the planet and really anchoring into Mother Earth. It's like that third prong on the electrical outlet that when surges of energy come our way, we can just let it ground off into Mother Earth to be recycled into new, fresh energy. Those energies that we don't need, the stress, the uncertainties, the fears that we may be carrying around or being hit with during the day. And so just let that all ground off into Mother Earth so that you can be present here in this moment. And take a breath. And I really invite you to go into that heart space, to be in that beautiful heart, the love that you are, and to see yourself as love, to see the beauty in who you are, because you are, you're divine, you are a child of God, you're a child of the universe, you are love, and you are loved. So take a breath and start to feel that love. And then I invite you also to think of who has been one of your mentors in this world, who has shown you love and kindness and really, really seen the inside of you, seen who you are. There must be someone in your life that's been really special in that way, and most likely many people, but certainly that one person who's held you, or just said hello and seen who you are and loved you for it. It could be not only a parent, because obviously parents can be that role model, that mentor, that loving presence in our lives, but it could be a teacher. It could be a church person. It could be a coworker. It could be anyone that you've come across who really has taken the time to say, I see you, and I care about hearing your stories, and I'm sending you that beautiful love that you are. So take a breath and breathe that love in, and know that you are a gift to this world. When we say, be present in life, be here now, know that you are a present, just like those we find under the Christmas tree, that you are a gift. You have unique talents, and you are here for a purpose. And one of the main purposes that you have, that we each have, is to see the beauty in life, and to see the beauty in each face, and each flower, and each situation, and to send it love. So feel that whatever situations you're in, whatever family and relationships you have, whatever job and work you're doing here in society, feel the love and really send the love to all those around you and to the planet. Let it extend like a radiant light from your heart and into your entire being so that you feel it within yourself, and then see it coming out from your heart into your family, into your coworkers, into those in your community. See that radiant light shining its love and beauty and kindness and peace out into the world. Because everywhere you walk in beauty. You walk on this planet to create beauty and send love to everyone, everyone you meet. So take a breath and see that light shining. See that light covering your community, your city, your state, your country, and the whole earth, bringing peace and love to the planet. That's what we're each striving for and creating together. So take a breath and bring yourself back to your chair or wherever you're sitting and open your eyes and be present. And I thank you all so much for tuning in today to the Peace Brain Show and to my guest, Mr. Chris Barnett. And again, you can find out more about him from his Facebook page that we're putting onto the archive page of the Peace Brain Show on BBS Radio. And if you'd like to connect with me, Gail Lash, you can go to my website, tourismforpeace.com, or email me at hello@peacebrain.org. And again, I want to thank you for tuning in today and invite you to please go forth and activate your peace brain and put your mark on the World Peace Trails map. Many blessings. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us on the Peace Brain Show. You can find us at tourismforpeace.com. Be sure to check out Dr. Gail's Alchemy of Peace coaching sessions, her Peace Master plans for your business or organization, and her upcoming book, Peace Brain 101. Tune in to BBS Radio Station 2 every other Tuesday at 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern for the Peace Brain Show and your next installment of wonder, inspiration, and practical peace.